Bepi Chris Band presents. Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 5th of February, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll preview the Shindig finale tonight at Pabst Pub, and we'll take a look at some other events that are going around town this weekend, including the closing weekend of the Push Festival. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, we're going to start things off with another throwback tune, and this one is sadly a tribute to another fallen hero. Brad Kent was a prime mover in the early days of punk in Vancouver in the 70s and 80s. He was a member of groups like the Skulls, Victorian Pork, Subhumans, and DOA. He taught Joe Keithley how to play guitar. Later, he moved to California and became part of the Avengers, and he died in Edmonton on Wednesday night. He'd be sadly missed by a lot of really, really good people. We're going to hear two tracks from featuring Brad on guitar. We're going to start out with, we're going to hear Corpus Christi by the Avengers. But before that, we're going to start out with a live version of DOA's Disco Sucks with Brad on guitar. And this was recorded from the back of a pickup truck at a Rock Against Racism rally on Canada Day in Stanley Park in 1978.
Let's go!
Is everybody in love with disco?
Well, disco sucks! I was walking around looking around!
There you go. That's Corpus Christi by the Avengers, featuring the great, late great Brad Kent on guitar. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Well, let's look at something a little bit more more recent, more current. Tonight is closing night. It's a finale of Shindig at Pat's Pub in in the downtown east side. Shindig's been going on for more than 30 years. It's Vancouver's premier showcase of new local bands and music. And it's been, this current session has started in September, and lots of bands have gone through the ring, and we've got three left at the top, and they're going to go for all the prizes tonight. It's also closing night for Ben Lai. Ben's been hosting the, doing an amazing job of hosting Shindig for the last 15 years, and he's going to finally hang it up tonight. So go there tonight. Give Ben a big send-off. Have a whale of a time. It's all happening starting at 10 o'clock with Psychic Alliance, then Late Spring and Walgren. And if you haven't heard them yet, we're going to give you a quick preview. So we're going to hear from all three finalists that are playing tonight at Shindig. We're going to start off with Psychic Alliance, and then we'll hear from Late Spring and Walgren. Great. I do all these great segues and transitions and then forgot to pot the music up. All right. So here's Psychic Alliance.
Sugar darling, when you hear my whistle, darling, oh my sugar doll, da-da. me, take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me about your whole life. Don't lie. I'll know you when I see you. We're going all the way.
So that's Tegan Walgren, who is facing off against Psychic Alliance and Late Spring tonight at Shindig Finals, Pat's Pub and Brew Pub, Pat's Pub and Brew House. That's at Hastings and Dunleavy in the sunny downtown east side. Show starts at 10. Door is only $6, and it's Ben Lai's last night as Shindig host. So go out, have a great time. I'll be there. Hope to see you there, too. All right, we've got other stuff going around this weekend that we want to talk about, and we'll tell you all about that after this.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series to help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. In 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th.
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
Okay, time to take a look at the listings, see what's going on the stages in and around Greater Vancouver. Starting off on Granville Island at the Waterfront Theatre, a Last Chance Productions doing Toxic Avenger, the musical. This is a live stage version of the classic 1984 movie of the same name, Toxic Avenger. There's three shows this weekend. Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow there's two at 6 o'clock and 9:30 at the Waterfront. Push Festival is still going on, and there's a few places that, few venues that we'd like to talk about. One of them is also on Granville Island, Studio 1398. Back that up. Performance Works. That's the place we're talking about. They're showing Riding on a Cloud. It's there's two shows, one tonight at 8 o'clock and one tomorrow at 4. This is a collaboration of a pair of brothers who have survived the strife in Lebanon and are telling their story with the music, video, and photography. A really touching show that's definitely worth checking out. Other Push Festival things going on. There is Huff, that I went to see last night at the Fire Hall. An amazing story, a solo performance by Cliff Cardinal. He tells, basically telling the story of a family living on a reservation somewhere in Canada. He doesn't get into specifics, but it's sort of a common tale that a lot of Indigenous youth face these days. It's as they say, darkly comic. So be prepared to laugh, to cry, be shocked, and be dismayed, and have a really enjoyable evening at the theater. Tonight at 8, two shows, one tomorrow at 4, and at 8 o'clock, it's Huff. And then another one I saw this week at the Kulch, it's called Century Song. Nima Bickersteth, who we talked to last week, she's the opera singer who has put together presentation where she sings. I got to write these things down. It's a wonderful show. She's an opera singer, a soprano, and she presents music, but also movement, projections, costume changes. It's an all around very entertaining performance. And when we talked last week, she said that she was incorporating dance with it, and she sort of referenced musical theater and big pop music shows. So I was expecting that kind of dance, but no, it's very expressive contemporary dance, and she does a beautiful job on it. So definitely check that one out. Three shows again this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Kulch. And at 1398 on Granville Island, The Fringe is presenting The Unfortunate Ruth. Three shows, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And this was winner of the Playwrights Theatre Centre and Fringe New Play Prize about a pair of twins. So Unfortunate Ruth, you want to check that one out as well. Continuing at Pacific Theatre, it's Common Grace, Sean O'Johannesson's story about families dealing with grief and reunion and reuniting, both of those. At the Havana Theater, the Instant Theater Company is starting a new late-night comedy show at 10:30 tonight and tomorrow. It's called Friday and Saturday Late Nights, funny enough. And so that's happening at the Havana. Musical theater, we've got Stephen Sondheim's company, which is... the first United Players production of a musical in a long time, and it's been getting great reviews and great notices from people. So definitely check that one out. The Jericho Arts Center shows at 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. In the outlying areas at the Metro Theater in Marple. Over the River and Through the Woods, story of four New Jersey grandparents trying to discourage their grandson from accepting his dream job in Seattle. Two shows tonight and tomorrow at Metro. And funnily enough, at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster, the Vagabond Players also doing Over the River and Through the Woods. Their show opens this weekend. So two different versions of the same play. Check them out, compare them out, see which one strikes your fancy best. And another big musical going on in White Rock. This is Cats, Fighting Chance production of the Lloyd Webber Show, featuring our dear friend Fairleth Harvey as one of the cats. I don't know. They all look like cats to me. And that's happening four shows this weekend. Matinees tomorrow and Sunday, and night shows tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Colts Capitol in White Rock. At Studio 58 in at Langara, they're presenting their annual Festival of One-Act Plays, Foreplay. These are four new scripts by current students and grads, and they're on stage at 58 this weekend. Two shows tomorrow. No, start again. Tonight, tomorrow night, and then Sunday afternoon. And here at UBC, at the Freddie Wood Theater, UBC Department of Theater and Film is presenting a new version of the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. It's called Eurydice by Sarah Rule. And that is featuring members of the UBC Department of Theater and Film. And the UBC Music Department is presenting Richard Strauss's romantic opera, A Night in Venice. That's also going on this weekend. And that's at the Chan Center. And then we've got the usual Sunday night stuff, East Van Comedy with Instant Theater at the Havana on Sunday night and Monday. And then on Sunday as well at 8 o'clock at the Fox Cabaret, it's the Sunday service. On the big screen, Haida Gwaii, The Edge of the World is still going strong at the Rio. They've got shows this weekend, I think. Let's see, there's one tonight at 5:45 and there's one tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The 8 o'clock show tonight at the Rio is Apocalypse Now with Brando and Martin Sheen and the smell of napalm in the morning. And then their 11:30 show is Tropic Thunder, kind of the anti-Apocalypse Now with Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr. and Jack Black. And, of course, that tremendous cameo by Tom Cruise. Go see it just to watch Tom Cruise. It's hilarious. Then we've got some Oscar-nominated animation tomorrow afternoon, Boy and the World at 3:30. And then a David Bowie tribute, The Man Who Fell to Earth and Labyrinth, starting at 5:45 tomorrow at the Rio. And then the midnight show tomorrow is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Sunday afternoon, the Rio's showing the Super Bowl on the big screen at 3:30, and then Michael Fassbender's Macbeth at 7:30. So there you go. That's a quick look at what's going on. I think I had something else. There was one other thing I wanted to tell you about. Yes. Yeah, ZZ Theater is they have got a they have an event called the where is it? It's right here. It's under that one there. It's called Living Library. And it's been, the Human Library. And it's been going on during the Push Festival. It's the last weekend for it today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And the concept is you check out a human book. You have a conversation with it's not necessarily an author, but it's a person with a story. And you can find out more about that by checking out ZZ Theater or going down to the Vancouver Public Library tomorrow and Sunday at 4 o'clock and check out A Human Book. Okay, so let's get back to some more music now. This is a guy that we've been playing for a while, and he is going to be doing a big Valentine's Day show next weekend.
And he's got a new album out. It's called The Presley Sessions. And this is basically covers of not just Elvis Presley, but all kinds of great artists from Nashville and Memphis who recorded in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And there's stuff by Junior Parker and Roy Orbison and Elvis, of course. And this is one of my favorites. It's a Bill Monroe song called it's a Junior Parker song called Mystery Train.
Coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Wheel that long black train, got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the big end. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, no, not again. No, no, no.
Fidelity, hurt and pain can make good man cruel and insane. She took on a man, I killed him dead and laid him out where she lay her head. Now, Mr. Hangman, check your trap. Mr. Hangman,
That's a that's a track off a new release from Swamp City, another local group, and Cap Wahama on vocals there. And that's a song called Couldn't Find Nobody. And I think she wrote that one, too. Yeah, yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. Cat's doing it, man. Cat is doing it. We also heard Jimmy Roy before that, and we kicked off that little set there with something from Ree Jameson, who I think is going to be here in the studio next week. We're still in negotiations, but we're doing what we can to get Reed in here. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we've got more music, and we're going to tell you what's going on. We got the call board. Lots of stuff, lots of auditions coming up, including a chance to get on the cruise ships.
This is it, what you've been waiting for. After months of intense competition, great tunes, and epic shows, it all comes down to one last night. Late Spring versus Walgreen versus the Psychic Alliance. It's the showdown for it all. It's the Shindig 2015 final. Our three semi-winners will compete on Friday, February 5th for the title of Shindig Champion and for the grand prize, including recording time, festival appearances, Discorder and CITR features, merch, showcases, and more. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings for one last night of Shindig epicness. Enjoy some pool, locally made beer, and three great bands. Luna Patrol. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
El show de Leo Ramírez. Lunes, 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM. CITR. Ramirez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Oh, we love Leo, man. He's so smooth. All right. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. This is a continuing call. It's for Dancing Ed Lugnasa. Tamara McCarthy is doing a staged reading in the middle of March, and she's still hasn't quite got it all yet. She's still looking for one actor who can play Jerry with an English accent, believably playing someone in his early 30s. It's a great play, great opportunity. Tamara is a brilliant director and a lot of fun to work with. It's happening in White Rock. What'll happen is it's a stage reading, so there'll be like a week of rehearsals starting on March the 6th, and then the final performance will be on the 12th. So if you are at all interested, please get a hold of Tamara. Details are on Vancouver Auditions on Facebook and also on the Vancouver Library Auditions page. Leaping Thespians, we talked about this before. They've opened it up again because they're still looking for three women of any age to participate in a brand new play called Belonging, Beloved. It's a premiere of a comedy about spring in the life of a honeybee colony, and most of the characters are bees. It's happening in April at Studio 1398. Leaping Thespians are another great group, a lot of fun to work with, friends of the show, and so it's definitely worth checking that out. Opera Mariposa, this, we're sort of continuing on with looking for folks, Still looking. That's what we're trying to say. Upper Mariposa and Mariposa Theater Wing are doing Masterclass by Terrence McNally. This is a play about Maria Callas, who goes to, I think it's Juilliard, and holds a masterclass for the young opera, excuse me, I burped on the radio there, for young opera singers. And they are still looking for a very crucial piece to this puzzle. They're looking for someone to play Manny, who is the accompanist. And Manny doesn't have to be an actor, but he does need to be a pianist. And Manny doesn't even need to be a guy, you know. It does say male, but I bet right now they will be happy with whoever can come in and do the work. So you need to have your RCM of grade 9 or more, and have some experience playing, being an accompanist, like I said, collaborative piano experience, and you'll be needed to play three opera arias in whole or in part. So if you want more information, it's operamariposa@gmail.com. Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance Unified General Auditions. This is a great event. This is a great way to get seen by a lot of people all at once. It's there are, I think, my goodness, there's like a dozen or so casting directors from a lot of local, mostly small theater companies who sort of pool their resources together to see everybody at once. If you're a member of the Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance, you are entitled to attend. You can send up to two directors, and as an individual, you can come either as a performer or as an independent casting director. You don't have to represent any particular company. And as actors, they are looking for all kinds. So register in advance. Go to gvpta.ca, and the application deadline is Friday, February 19th. United Players are producing The Lion in Winter by James Goldman, directed by John Jack Patterson, a dear friend of the show who keeps going away and learning more about being a director and then coming back and showing us what he's done. He's doing Lion in the Winter. It's the Lion in Winter. And this is the story about British and French kings and queens, but it's an American play. So they are specifically asking you not to do a dialect or an accent. It's not written for British accents. It's written for American accents or Canadian accents. He did make a special point of saying that although many characters are of the same family, this is basically about a mother and a father deciding which of their sons would inherit the throne. In terms of casting, heritage or background are not a factor in casting. So if you think they won't even look at you, go. Because you're probably going to get cast. United Players, Lion in Winter, John Jack Patterson directing. The auditions are February 20th and 21st, and you contact United Players by phone to book yourself an audition appointment. Here's a group called Bard in the Valley. They're doing Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare, and they're doing kind of a modern representation set at an elite golf and tennis club. And note that some roles may be cast opposite their default gender. So once again, just show up, just read, show them what you can do, and you never know what could happen from that. The production is going to be happening as part of Fort Langley's Canada Day celebrations, June 29th, 30th, and the 1st of July. And that's going to be on the lawn in front of Fort Langley's Historic Community Hall. And then they will carry on the show after that. There will be a week at the Township 7 Winery in Langley from July 8th to 16th, and then a final week at the Douglas Park, in Douglas Park in Langley in July 20th to 31st. So the auditions are happening in March at the Douglas Park Rec Center. And so contact bardinthevalley.com for more information on that. I mentioned the cruise lines. Royal Caribbean is having their big general auditions. They're looking specifically for singers, dancers, and showgirls. So show them your showgirl legs, folks. And once again, gender should not be a factor. The auditions next week. No, wait a minute. Today is the 5th. So 5, 6, 7, 8. Monday at the Scotiabank Dance Center. So head out for that. Now, we've got more here. We've got Emerald Pig doing Life Without Instruction. Emerald Pig is a group in Maple Ridge, and this is their entry into the Fraser Valley Zone Festival for Theatre BC. So they will be producing their show at the Maple Ridge, I guess it's the Arts, the the Arts Center in Maple Ridge. And that'll be April 28th to May 7th. And then the Zone Festival is the 21st to the 27th of May. And then Main Stage in Chilliwack, July 1st. So the auditions are tomorrow. And if you want to see the script, go to emeraldpig.ca. Emeraldpig.ca. Listen to your mother. This is part of the Good Mother Project. This is a asking for people, and you don't have to be a mother. You can have, you know, had experience having a mother. 12 people they're looking for, men or women, and they want you to bring your own story. So put together like a 5-minute piece about some aspect of motherhood. If you want to know more about that, go to listentoyourmothershow.com. The auditions are at the end of February. North Van Community Players doing Mary Mary by Gene Kerr. This is a 1960s period piece, and it takes place at Hendry Hall in North Van in late May, early June. And the audition is tomorrow and on Tuesday. Neighborhood Productions in Burnaby doing Alice. They want you to contact them, and they will give you an audition date and time. Theater Under the Stars, they're getting ready for their summer with Beauty and the Beast and West Side Story. Auditions are in February. Go to theaterunderthestars.com for more information on that. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge doing The Music Man, and that's happening in May and June. The auditions are in March. Theaterinthecountry.com for more information. Theater Hera, Nomad Project, American Refugee. They are still looking for folks, so contact them by email. And then finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, their summer project, Break a Leg by Perry Ehrlich. Lots of great musical directors and choreographers working with people between the ages of 9 and 19 who want to get a leg into musical theater in Vancouver. They do two camps, one in July and one in August, and it closes with a performance at the end of each of those months. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Out of my eyes. That's our friends the Wongs, the Cypress Street Band covering the Monkees there. One more notice for you. United Players is looking for a stage manager. They've got a production of The Government Inspector by Nikolai Gogol. And that's going to be happening in the Jericho Arts Center from March 24th to April 17th. They have already started rehearsal, and they need a stage manager. It's a great opportunity for you. First of all, it's a funny play. United Players is great to work with. Jericho Arts Center is a crazy, crazy place, but it's got everything you need there. And plus, you'll be working with Matthew Bissett, who is a brilliant director and a really fun man to work with, and a great cast, including friends of the show, Rebecca Walters and John Prowse and Kennedy Goodkey. Contact Joan Bryans. Her email is publicity@unitedplayers.com. We're also going to post this notice on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So if you are a stage manager or have always wanted to be a stage manager or think you could do it, give it a shot. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout-out this week goes to Vancouver photographer David Jacklin, whose great work chronicled Vancouver music in the 70s and 80s, and it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, David. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Just remembered, Jeb Bush, please clap. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Just type Dave Radio into the search bar. And for you sports fans, we got Thunderbird Hockey on the radio tonight. The women's team facing off against Regina at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, there's volleyball versus Thompson Rivers on the web at CITR.ca. The women's game is at 5 and the men at 6:30. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept, and Napkin Boy is back. Listen to the return of Nardwar 3:30 today as the human serviette bounces back from his heart surgery. Well done, pal. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye. And don't forget to go to Shindig tonight.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event. I am Roman Total 17, the master of three, of Trials 1. In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th.